Welcome to the worst week yet. The least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we add to the ever-growing mountain of evidence that not everyone should have a podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I'm joined once again by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Didi Rose. Deanna, what's up?
Oh, man. Earlier this week, I had a customer who was really fucking annoying. Like, he was like, thought he was funny.
He was trying. Why are you bringing that up right now?
I'm bringing it up because as we were continuing to interact, I was like, this person is like trying so hard to be funny. Like, he wants me to be laughing and I just am not.
I fail to see the relevance.
And then later he informed me actually that he wants to start a podcast. So that's how I am.
Cool.
How are you?
Oh, how am I?
How are you?
It's a mixed bag this week. Had some ups and some downs. Oh no.
Oh no. Downs.
But I will say, I've been watching a lot of good stuff. I binged the entire Three Body Problem Netflix series in a day. Also, Kennedy, I'm gonna bring you in here for this. Have either of you two seen Shogun yet?
No.
Do you know what it is?
Maybe.
Shogun is basically like Game of Thrones, except it's like a pirate accidentally ends up in like 1600s feudal Japan. It is amazing. It is so cool. There's a whole Game of Thrones thing happening in like the Japanese royal family, and this like English pirate shows up and just throws a fucking wrench in all of it. And the guys, the pirate guy, his name. I think his name's like Cosmo or something. Like, he's fucking wild. I've never seen this dude in anything before, but he speaks like this. It's very like the way that he talks is very cool, and I like listening to him talk so much. It is by far the best part of the show is just listening to this gentleman talk. It is such a fun show. And so, you know, I've had some real sad stuff this week, but I've been numbing myself very well. Kennedy, how you numbing over there?
What you numbing on over there?
Weed mostly.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
I'm coming in hot this week doing voices. I don't know what's wrong with me.
So much stuff.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I was going to do a voice. Hun, hun, hun. I am Kennedy. Hun, hun, hun. Mais oui. Thank you for asking me how I am. I am in Paris. Eating a baguette.
How crispy is that baguette?
Am I having a stroke? Does anyone, quick, listeners, does anyone else smell burning toast?
Right in.
You know, I've been real up and down as well, I would say. Also watching stuff.
You made some fucking homemade bratwurst this week, Kennedy? That's incredible.
Yeah, I did. I made 15 pounds of homemade bratwurst and then distributed amongst some friends and family members.
Can you mail me a brat?
Did you have to like blow up the you have to like blow up the sausage casing?
No, you don't. Wait,
do you make sausage by like can you make balloon animals?
Okay. Wait.
Same hat.
Hell yeah.
Don't make fun of the Italians, okay?
That is literally my job.
Fuck you. You're fired.
I'm respecting Italian culture.
So
by grinding meats.
My family always makes sausage like the week of Easter for some reason. But like we get the sausage casing, which is in fact intestines. Mm-hmm. But it's like collapsed, you know, you got to like soak it in water and then you have to blow it up.
Like that's not what we did. What we did was just get a little bit of water to run through it.
What I typically do is I go to the store and they sell like sausages there. So I'll just do that.
So fucking American of you.
And I pay with a gun. Folks, we've got a lot of news this week.
We don't have that much news. That's why we're acting so stupid. This is filler content.
One of the reasons.
My whole life is filler content, actually. It's fine.
It's a filler episode. I forgot.
But before we get to the news, I would like to remind you that JFK was likely assassinated by the CIA. Wait, hold on. Patreon.
I would like to remind you that our Patreon has been assassinated by the CIA.
We are being silenced.
But you can sign up at patreon.com/worstweekyet and try to get to the bottom of this.
Our Patreon was on flight 93. Please uncancel us. If you were on the plane that is our Patreon, it wouldn't have gone down like that.
Yeah.
So head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet, where we have just concluded Final Destination Fartuary. It was a good time. We've received feedback. Somebody said they like it when the gang reviews stuff.
We like it too.
That's very genuinely very touching.
Thank you.
I love that is that our only comment? I just feel like that's like our only comment.
Yeah, that's like the only feedback we've gotten related to the actual content of the show in quite some time.
That is actually more feedback than we I was going to say that's the feedback we deserve, but it's actually more feedback than we deserve.
We are truly grateful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet, where you can sign up and get bonus episodes for as little as $2.50 a month. You can hear the gang. We will jump you in. And for $10 a month, we will do a blood ritual. Just kidding. We'll say your names. Thank you. Chauncey Unders, Terminally Online Leftist, Zap Actions, Donna Mega Force Base, Nandy Angelus, Old Hobgoblin, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, You Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Troopin, Why Not I Pay More for OnlyFans, Brienne, Nick Adams, parentheses, Alpha Male, Idnix, and CIA Brain Bugs. Patreon.com.
I like how Old Hobgoblin has started to take on more and more character over the
week. I'm just an Old Hobgoblin.
I'm Old Hobgoblin over here.
Like, when you use that voice, I just picture the grandpa on Hey Arnold.
I'm actually...
yeah.
While I was like halfway through the list, I got mad at myself that I didn't try to do it in the... I think his name's John Blackthorne, the Shogun guy voice. Chauncey Unders, Terminal... No, I can't. It's too late. I fucked it up.
It's Old Hobgoblin.
I will watch that show, though. I do like Feudal Japan.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking cool. It's real cool. Yeah. So, anyways, news. Ever heard of it?
Like, just vaguely.
Yeah. It's kind of like the opposite of Olds.
It's what? Oh.
The show's really gone downhill since...
We started recording 9 minutes ago.
It's almost been 10.
I can't believe we've just wasted 10 minutes of not just our own time, but potentially many other people's time. But not that many, so I guess it's okay.
Well, let's dive right the fuck in then. Folks, cancel culture has struck again.
Whoa.
Bum, bum, dun, 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 dun.
Law and Order. Law and Order, CC.
Canceled Victims Unit.
Why don't we have Law and Order on the soundboard?
Because I just sing it every week, and that feels easier than him updating the sounds and then trying to remember what's on what button.
Andrew, all I'm saying is missed opportunity, bud.
I'm having so much fun right now imagining Ice-T explaining somebody's cancellation.
Saying some kind of metaphor that's like not wrong, but that you definitely wouldn't have ever thought of.
Anyways, I don't know if I can pull up. I've done two voices already. I'm not trying for a third with Ice-T, but
don't
just imagine
don't.
It, folks. Just imagine it.
That's better.
If you just do it a little wrong, it's all over for you.
All fucking over.
That's how you get canceled. Like, that's it. You trying to impersonate Ice-T is actually the threshold of your own cancellation. So flirt with that line. If you flirt with that destiny, if you want to, but...
Unfollow Andrew Hillary. He tried to do an Ice-T voice for a bit on a podcast explaining cancel culture to Munch.
The fact that if you're Ice-T, that makes me Munch is really...
You know, if you think about it, if I'm Ice-T, then both you and Kennedy and all the listeners are Munch.
Nah, I feel like the listeners are like, they're those cops in the background that are like at the station, but like you don't always know them. But like sometimes one of them walks by and makes like a little comment.
I'm the stuffy, but actually wholesome once you get to know them judge.
I can't argue with that.
I was gonna say you're the captain that's like, this is all corrupt, but I'm gonna let it slide.
No, I'm the judge, because I'm just like, as soon as I'm not needed anymore, I'm just like, I'm going back to my chambers and you ain't gonna hear shit from me till tomorrow. Okay, motherfuckers.
I do think whenever I stayed with you, Kennedy, I always thought that it was weird that you kept, instead of saying I'm going to bed, saying I'm going to retire to my chambers. Like, I was like, this is like, you know, you're already wearing the robe. For the listeners also, at home, Kennedy wears robes around their house.
Bathrobes.
No.
Bath
judges robes.
Judges robes.
Actually, they're graduation robes. I assume you were going for the judge look, but that was all you could get.
They're too expensive, you know, the actual judge robes.
Oh my God, the thread count on a judge's robe.
I bet the thread count on a judge's robe does go crazy.
If I was a judge, I would wear a bathrobe on the stand. And if someone tried to check me, I'd be like, don't judge me. I'm the fucking judge. And then, like, that's how I would lose my job as a judge, honestly, I think.
Deanna would be the first, like, Ninth Circuit Municipal Court judge to be impeached for dress code violations.
I would just, every single case I was assigned to, I would just say, there's compromising circumstances, I recuse myself. And I would just do that every single time.
Just walk in, like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you may now be seated. And you, like, lean in a little bit. And you're like, who am I to judge?
Wait, speaking of recusing yourself, not that literally anyone possibly but myself and Kennedy cares about the Young Thug trial.
I'm in the middle of a story about cancel culture.
Remember. Cancel it. I canceled it.
I do want to hear about the young judge trial.
Young judge?
I don't want to start a new topic whenever I've just only introduced that this story is about cancel culture, and we have now been talking for 4 minutes about what the fuck ever.
Kennedy being a judge. Me wearing a bathrobe to my job. Law and Order.
So what had happened was, all right, that was it's over. Cancel culture has struck again. John Hinckley Jr., the man whose greatest crime was just aiming too low. He has
same dog.
This week he announced that he's had about a dozen concerts canceled because the venues that originally agreed to house him have backed out, facing backlash. Now, this John Hinckley Jr., he shot President Reagan in 1980. He served 30 years, and he was let out in 2016 unconditionally. They were like, yeah, I mean... this guy was fucked up. He's fine now, I guess. I don't know. And look, he just wants to play. He just wants to sing his little songs. And we won't let him. We won't let him. What happened to the battlefield of ideas, you know? What happened to hearing people out, even if maybe you don't agree with their assassination attempts?
Wait. This guy shot Ronald Reagan?
What the fuck? Yes,
yeah. I'll host a fucking basement show for this motherfucker.
John Hinckley Jr.,
come to Pittsburgh. On the pod. Email us. worstweekend@gmail.com. That's how you get in contact with our booking agent, which is Gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, all this man wants to do is sing his little songs, and the United States will not let him speak. Or I guess the venue owners will not let him sing.
What are his songs about?
I don't fucking know. He said he doesn't like current day pop music, and all his favorite stuff is from the 60s and 70s. Like, he is a 60-something year old man, so it's I think it's like folk-ish music or something. I don't know. I've never listened to it. I
should
also
we
am
do
canceling
an
John
album?
Hinckley Jr.
Should we do an album review of John Hinckley Jr.?
Yes, obviously.
Patrons,
get ready.
Bonus feed.
Yeah, okay. I think it's I mean, I'm sure everyone that listens is just gonna agree with this, but it's ridiculous not to let this man play his little songs.
Yeah.
Right, like this is what I want to know is what are the
time in prison.
About?
Like putting aside, you know, we could have a whole discussion about the merits of prison, how long his sentence was, the criminal justice system in general, you know, punitive versus rehabilitative justice, etc. But let's just put all that aside for a second and just say he served his freaking 30 years.
Right. The saying is you do the crime, you do the time. It's as a simple two-step. Step one, crime. Step two, time. Step three, music career. They don't say that part, but they also don't say it can't be that part. And he already did step one and step two. Like,
yeah, that was all after step one and step two. The contract is over. You're free to do whatever you please, other than probably vote. I don't know.
Yeah, but like you could even start, you could even run it back from the top. Like you could go back and do like step one crime, step two time again if you wanted. But like he's trying to do music.
Do you think anybody's ever switched it up and done the time and then the crime?
You know what? Actually, yes, because people commit crimes from jail. So they're like serving time while doing crime.
I would like to pre-serve my jail time, and I'll actually start I'll start retroactively from the time I was 7 years old. I will serve a 10-year prison sentence.
I would like to preemptively accept the death penalty for my not yet committed crimes.
High crimes of treason. I call that at my summer vacation. Something
all
to
look my crimes
to.
Are high crimes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
It's cause smoking weed.
Nope. Don't explain the joke.
I was just making sure I understood what was going on. just one more bit about John Hinckley Jr. This week he was given an interview and he said that people are being weird about Sydney Sweeney, which is very important because like John Hinckley Jr. Shot a sitting president to impress Jodie Foster. So this man has authority to speak on where the line is of what is acceptable levels of obsession with a celebrity.
Well, people are saying really gross things about Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
And I think that John Hinckley Jr. just wanted, he made a classic expression of love, honestly.
Yeah. Where's your grand romantic gesture? Somebody shoot a president for Sydney Sweeney or else it's not real.
Right. Like, actually, like,
wait, can I say that?
Did you ever ask Sydney Sweeney if she wanted you to roll up the windows in a car she farted in? Like, did she, maybe that's not the gesture she's looking for.
Yeah, I don't know. But wait a second. Kennedy, Deanna, cancel culture claimed yet another victim this week.
Oh, shit.
It never ends, folks. They won't stop until we're all canceled.
Wow.
This week, the Environmental Protection Agency officially banned asbestos. Now I know what you're thinking. What? Most other countries across the world banned this decades ago. This week, we were like, you know what? We're going to stop using asbestos officially in most
cases.
For
real this time.
For real this time. Here's the thing, man. Like, I don't know. I think that they can take it from my cold, dead lungs. Like, let's fucking go, dude. It's a slippery slope. First, they try and take your asbestos. Then they try and take your carbon monoxide poisoning.
Then they try to take the formaldehyde out of your fucking cigarettes.
Oh, my God. They would, too.
They took the asbestos out of your cigarettes already.
Yeah, I want to inhale fucking, if I want to inhale fiberglass, that's my fucking business, and that's my goddamn right as an American, okay?
God damn it, you're right.
Yes. Also, did y'all know that John Hinckley was actually found not guilty by reason of insanity? And yeah. So, that's wild. I didn't know about that at all. I'm learning stuff. I Googled something, my bad.
It's okay. You know, we inspire those to learn.
Yeah.
By saying incomplete or just flat out wrong information, maybe people will learn from us.
Yeah. He wasn't in, he didn't go to prison. He went on a grippy sock vacation for 3 decades.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, time still served.
Yeah. For sure.
That's still jail.
Yeah. That's jail. That's hospital jail.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Jens, want to give me an update? What's going on with Young Thug?
Okay, so I brought it up before. nothing. To be clear, nothing's going on.
Yeah, they're talking that this trial might still be going on next year at this point.
And they had originally told the jurors 3 to 6 months, but the reason why I brought it up before was because another just big brain energy coming out of the defense attorney who brought you Thug as an acronym for Truly Humble Under God. The judge kept prompting the defense attorney to like move his line of questioning along. And finally the defense attorney filed a motion with the judge for the judge to recuse himself.
Oh shit. That's my kind of stuff.
Right.
What kind of robe was the judge wearing though?
You know what? Honestly, it looked like it was maybe only like 600 thread count. Definitely a polyester blend, like a cotton poly blend.
That's a sin.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, though,
do you
like,
want to be a polyester judge?
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
So the defense attorney was like, basically, like, you discipline. Like, the judge had been telling him, like, move this line of questioning along. Like, this is not a valuable line of questioning, like asked and answered, like move it along, like trying to keep the trial moving. He's like, we told these jurors 3 to 6 months, and we've now spent 3 months questioning one man who has been sitting on the witness stand and straight up saying, I don't remember, in response to literally everything, which like, respect to that guy. He was just like, I didn't see shit. I didn't hear shit. I don't know shit. They're like, here's a picture of you doing XYZ with Young Thug. He's like, I don't know about that. Did I do that? I don't remember.
Valid.
So the defense attorney was like, you basically like embarrassed me in front of the jury and discredited me as a, like, as legal counsel, and it's jeopardized the integrity of this trial. And like, because of how you've treated me as the legal counsel, like this could result in a mistrial if you don't recuse yourself. And the judge was like, with all due respect, nah. And then he was like, actually, never mind, full disrespect, still nah. And the judge was like, I actually did in fact yell at you and embarrass you. Yes. And then he was like, but I also did it to the prosecutor. So fair's fair.
Wow.
Also, the witness I was just talking about at one point in the coverage, because I have that weird like Samsung TV situation where they have just a channel that's called Law and Crime. And like at night they play like murder mysteries, but during the day they're just live streaming the fucking Young Thug trial. The aforementioned I don't remember guy at one point on the stand said, I'm going to be honest, I'm high as shit right now. I'm too high for all these questions. Like, some of this stuff I'm saying I don't remember because I don't want to tell y'all. But other stuff, I just don't remember because I'm too high. And I was like, I'm done. I'm dead. And that was before the judge was asked to recuse himself. So that trial will still be going on next year for sure.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the update.
You're welcome. Truly humble under God to be here with y'all offering this info.
Hey. Folks,
the justice system is at work here. Whether it's hard at work or not, we don't know.
Did somebody
but it is
else
at work.
Get canceled or
no?
Oh,
no.
Asbestos. Yeah, we did that. Okay.
Asbestos got canceled. That judge.
I just can't remember how we got here exactly. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so high right now.
Your Honor, I object.
I'm partially saying I don't remember because I don't want to tell y'all, but I'm also saying I don't remember because I'm too high. Wow. Incredible.
Truly. You know what else is incredible?
Tell me.
The miracle of modern aviation.
Mm.
You know, or maybe there's some cracks showing. I don't know. So this week, there has been yet another Boeing plane that had to turn around on its flight from San Francisco to Japan and land back in San Francisco for unidentified mechanical issues. Now, Deanna, you missed the main show the last 2 weeks. We have talked, no joke, about 10 different fucking planes breaking or malfunctioning or having some kind of issues. The frequency at which this is happening is absurd. But, you know, it started to have a bit of an effect. Passengers are starting to only book flights on planes that are made by Airbus. But here's the thing. Now, Deanna Kennedy and I, the three of us just watched Through the Final Destination Universe. So I will say this, listeners, if you have a fear of flying on a Boeing plane and you decide to like outsmart death by getting on an Airbus plane instead, death will come for you anyways. You can't cheat death unless you kill somebody, which I would not recommend doing, but that's the only way. So, you know, if the plane's going down, with or without you on it, you're going to be dead either way. So, yeah, just apply the Final Destination logic. Just fucking get on that Boeing, baby. It's going to be fine.
I have a question about these planes. No, you fucking don't. I know you don't. You know, the planes are coming down. The planes aren't working out, but like the trains seem to be on the tracks right now. Like last year, I feel like we had a train derailed. Oh shit, a train derailed. What's that? Is that the sound of another train derailing? And then like all's quiet on the train's front, but now it's the plane's front. And I think in 2025,
actually, the trains are still derailing pretty bad. We just haven't had one as catastrophic.
Yeah, the thing is that most of the rail lines are going through like rural or like secluded or just empty space. So that's where a lot of the derailments are happening. And if it doesn't happen like where people living in that town can take a picture of a giant fireball, then it isn't quite as big of a story.
Also, because, like, just not all of them produce like giant like clouds.
Debacles.
Yeah, and also, oh fuck!
Shit.
Sometimes
they just knock some trees over and kill a cow or something.
Yeah, I'm just remembering now. I saw a story a couple weeks ago that there was like an investigation into that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, where they determined that the company did not need to light all that shit on fire to get rid of the chemicals. They were just doing that because it was way quicker than like trying to clean them up. And so, like, they made that fireball on purpose because they were lazy. That shit's nuts.
As a person who burns down my life instead of going on a labor-intensive journey of self-improvement, I relate. I understand it, and I don't like it, but I do have to respect it.
Fair enough. Donald, if you're listening, nominate Deanna to be the next transportation secretary.
Mm-hmm. I have some great ideas. I think we should get tracks for planes, actually. I think that would really help.
And trains could have wings. Look,
I think that we should start be using roller coasters as transit. It's a missed opportunity, honestly, that they just go around in a loop. Like, I think that they could do more. We could do more with that. I have ideas.
You know what? I'm down with this.
Yeah, I think there's something there, okay?
Yeah. So let's move on. this week, it was announced that in February, inflation grew to 3.2%, which is up from 3.1% in January and higher than most economic experts had predicted. Now, I will say, don't worry about it, because economics experts also said that they think that this will slow down. So it's going to be
economic fun. Experts also said, quote unquote, nuh-uh.
Full disrespect, nah.
I think that there are like few things that piss me off more than the way that, like, especially the Democrats currently are talking about inflation, because like things got way more expensive in the last 2 years, and like the rate at which they're getting more expensive has slowed down, but they're still getting more expensive.
Our planes' heads are falling off.
Our planes' heads are falling off. John Hinckley Jr. can't get booked anywhere. I don't know. Fuck, money's so stupid. The way people talk about this is so stupid.
I say it's beyond just like party affiliations or even a recent Times thing. For a long time now, I've been increasingly just infuriated with how economists sort of pretend like the economy is like weather or something.
You know,
like we don't control the weather, you know, we don't control, nobody controls the economy. It's like, yes, literally there are people that control the economy, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, you're such an expert.
Like, but it's like the worst part is these people know that they're lying. They know that they're full of shit, and they're just buying into this non-reality so that they can get paid. It's disgusting.
Like, they would try and have you believe that the fucking price fairy just like sneaks into Walmart overnight and like marks the milk up 15 more cents. It's like, no.
We don't know why it happened.
Wait, well, didn't some company use a price fairy as like a, is that a thing? Like a marketing thing?
Whenever it was coming out of my mouth, it did like jog some vague memory, but I don't know and I don't care.
Something's clanking, but you know what? I'm so high I don't want to tell y'all. And
I don't remember,
or both.
The price fairy is what they call the little gay man that comes in before the store is open.
Does he have to be little?
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
You would never see a giant gay man and call him a fairy.
By the way.
Like, you would maybe even say, you know what? Let's move on.
Don't get canceled. Just talk about, just move on.
Let's talk about, hey, ever heard of the United States?
A little bit.
Okay, for listeners at home, it is a fascist country in North America and keeps getting more and more fascier. This week, the Supreme Court announced that they are upholding a Texas law that allows state officials to arrest anyone they suspect of being an immigrant. Well, technically an illegal immigrant, but yeah, now any state police officer or state agency, their officers can just arrest you because they think you might be in this country illegally. That's not good.
You know, As a grandchild of immigrants, I love that for us. I think it's great. I think it's really the best way for us to go. Pretty cool and normal.
I would say it's scary, but I'm not a child of immigrants or grandchild of immigrants. Or maybe I am. I don't fucking know. I have to call my dad and ask him whenever my grandma got here. But the point is...
From where? Where'd your grandma come from, Andrew?
Ireland. My grandma's name was Patty O'Houlihan. Like, you can't come for me with that shit.
Fake ass fucking name.
You're not doing a bit right now.
Not
even a little.
No
bit.
Wonder your life's a fucking joke. Your grandma's name was Patty O'Houlihan.
Your grandma's a goddamn character from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Also,
your grandma has the name of a bar where like people get date raped on St. Patrick's Day. Like, I don't, what?
Also, my grandfather on that side was Pittsburgh's first Ronald McDonald. I got clown in my life, in my DNA. It's in my blood.
Talk about clown blood. You really do.
Talk about clown blood. So it's good to talk about clown blood. But
bad to talk about America becoming more progressively more fascist.
It's like, you know, people will make like the lesser of two evils argument. And it's always been dumb, but like, it's literally just the lesser of two fascists because, like, I don't know. I know Joe Biden can't technically do something that would like put a stop to this immediately, but I don't, if me personally, if I was president in one of the states, my country, said that you can just racially profile anybody brown and arrest them just on a whim. If I was in charge, I would do something. I don't know. I would sign an executive order that says Texas, like, I don't know, like fine them $20 billion or something. Like it'll
sign
go to
an
court.
Executive order that like, says Texas is Texas. I strongly agree with that statement.
I would sign an executive order that said fucking Texas, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
sign an executive order that says what the deuce?
Again, because. <That's it. laughs> Because people quite frequently make the argument that like you have to vote for Joe Biden because Donald Trump, like what would get put through under a Trump presidency? The fascist shit is happening with Joe Biden and he is doing nothing to stop it.
Also, let's
talk
about
everybody a suggestion. What if, you know, you can vote for Joe Biden if that makes you feel better, but then also maybe you start to organize against fascism right now because it's obviously happening. What if we did that?
Or like, what if some other president before this president or the last president had more to say when Arizona was soft selling these kind of policies? Like, what if somebody did something like way back even then, instead of letting those precedents be set for Texas to roll up and push the fucking limit? Because now we're looking at the lesser of two evils, and like between Texas and Arizona is the lesser of two evils, but like them bitches are also evil. The thing about the lesser of two evils is that everybody's fucking evil.
Can I please get a non-evil option? No.
No.
There's no. There's no not evil option.
Could I do a non-evil?
Can I get? You know what? They don't even have to be great. They don't, barely even good would be fine. No, just evil.
Okay. Also, it's like how long exactly is this lesser of two evils thing supposed to go on? Because it sounds like the kind of thing you might adopt as like a temporary measure, not like the only political policy we've had for 200 years or whatever.
Well.
And a couple weeks ago, Andrew, you actually were talking about how like the lesser of two evils is one thing, but as like the bar for evil keeps fucking moving, the lesser of two evils now is like still like so much more fucking evil than like it's all getting more evil.
I totally agree, because it's like the liberals always treat it like you're choosing like between the lesser of two pizzas or something. And it's like, no, you're choosing between the lesser of two gunshot wounds.
Yeah,
like it's like you're still getting fucking shot either way.
Like, do you want to get shot through the heart or do you want to get shot in the spine? Like, if you get shot in the heart, you're going to fucking die. If you get shot in the spine, you're going to live but be paralyzed. Isn't that better? Aren't you so glad to be alive?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
if you say, I'd rather not get shot, that basically means you're saying shoot me in the heart.
I mean, honestly, though, like, can't you like shoot me in the foot or something? Like, can you shoot me in the butt cheek? I would take like I'm not saying you could shoot at me. I could get shot. I would understand if that's what we're doing here. That's it. But like, can I get an option that's not those two? Like,
can I have the opportunity to perform a perfectly timed dodge roll combo?
Yeah. Could I get like,
if I hit X at just the right moment,
could a bullet
happens?
Like skim my cheek, my like face cheek, you know? So I have like a sick ass scar, but no like real damage. What about that?
What if I just like take a shot of hot sauce or something? Like it wouldn't be pleasant, but like, you know, no bullet holes.
One time somebody paid me $20 to drop a shot glass of hot sauce into a pint glass of chocolate milk, like a car bomb, and I did that shit.
That is crazy.
Whoa. I would
vote for that though.
$100.
I would vote for that over Joe Biden or Donald
Trump. Well, but that was probably like $2,007 or something. So
it was
so $15 million in today's money.
It was right. It was It was $2,010, but that's close.
You could almost
$20 in 2010 was like $470,000 today.
As we
could buy a fleet of cars with $20 in 2010.
As we discussed off air, $50 is the new zero. So by getting paid $20 in 2010,
imagine if you had invested that in tomato plants.
math. I would either be rich or more broke. Unclear.
We need to move on. We've got so much news. Here's just a little feel-good, heartwarming story. You know, on this podcast, we're always saying that criming up is okay. And, you know, typically we're talking about socioeconomic status between the two parties, but sometimes it's just like, you know, criming up in age in addition to the socioeconomic standing. So this is a very exciting story this week.
Okay.
If you're a child and you crime an adult, that is criming up.
This week, three children.
In many cases, yes.
This week, three children in Houston robbed a bank.
Fuck yeah, kids. Fuck yeah,
that's
kids.
That's criming way up.
Yes, kids. Oh, the kids are okay. The kids what are up? Right. I love them kids. I hope that those kids.
I saw a little sign outside the door that said, "You must be this tall to rob the bank." And they said,
"They said we're gonna get
fuck that."
So when you said that three kids robbed the bank, I immediately was envisioning them stacked on top of one another wearing a trench coat. Like I just I need it to be known that this is like the most Inspector Gadget ass crime, like. It has to be. Okay, but did they get some money? Where are the kids? Are the kids, first of all, are the kids okay?
I mean, they're arrested.
Aww.
Yeah, they did not get away with it. I don't love it. The kids were aged 11, 12, and 16. And here's the thing, is that, like, I don't think any of these kids should, like, be tried as adults or like sent to prison. But if anything, it was the 16-year-old. Like, let's be honest, those 11 and 12, just... Come on, they were trying to live impress the older kid. Like let those kids go home.
You know what?
Make them fold laundry.
I think it's that 11-year-old man.
Oh, okay.
Little kids is evil.
We're divided. I think
there's like some age before you learn morality or something. I think I learned that.
How old were the kids? 11, 12, and 16.
Yeah.
I think it was the 12-year-old because the 12-year-old, a masterful 12-year-old, okay, they bullied the younger kid. Like the 11-year-old did the crime to impress the 12-year-old, but the 12-year-old manipulated the 16-year-old into like being the driver or something.
Little blackmail.
Like something went down, but I'm going to tell
mom about your porn collection.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say the 12-year-old was into it. I think the 12-year-old masterminded this.
The 16-year-old is a patsy. You heard it here first.
I also want to say that I think that this is great parenting because we've talked about how like the terrible economic conditions in America are prompting some parents to do things like send their children to work in meatpacking plants where they are hideously maimed by the equipment.
And these parents were like, one last job.
We're finna rob you. Send them out. Listen, kids, we need you to start taking on some adult responsibilities. This is a bad world. And unfortunately, children in this world are tasked with adult responsibilities. And y'all are going to go rob this bank.
I think all these kids should be
let free.
Also, on top of that, they should all be given full rides to major business schools.
Yeah.
They're enterprising individuals. They are ideas people. They're actions people. You want to talk about the lesser of two evils? Like,
you want to talk about the kind of person that will be like, yeah, we're capping that whistleblower.
Yep.
Yeah.
Put these kids in charge of Boeing right now.
Where are these kids? Why did the kids say anything about
kids in charge of Boeing? All the news stories stop. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I want to know, like, what?
All the planes have racing stripes.
What did these kids do? Like, did they have a gut? Like,
I think they passed a note. They didn't have a lot of details about it in the story I skimmed through.
Maybe
they did. I don't know.
But also, I want to know, like, what I want to understand about the motive. Not like, obviously, the motive is like, get money. Like, clearly, that's why you rob a fucking bank. But, like, what's going on with these kids?
All we can do really is speculate because I also looked into this story. And, you know, because they're juveniles, they're not releasing that much information.
Yeah. I want to know more about what was going on with these kids. Like, are these kids trying to rob a bank because, like, their grandma has cancer and the medical bills are killing their fucking family, killing the rest of the family? Or, like, were they trying to rob a bank to, like, get more PlayStation games? Like, honestly, I'm cool either way. I just want to know because I'm a nebshit.
Yeah, well, again, that information has not been released.
Well, fuck.
But you know what information has been released?
Tell us.
So, about a month or so ago, I brought up a story hoping that one of the two of you would have some information on it, and neither of you really knew what was going on. We were talking about Kate Middleton, one of the princesses. I don't fucking know. Somebody in the royal family.
Yes, she is the
princess
of Wales.
No, I've made this clear before, but it's my right not to know anything about the royal family, but go on.
Wait, hold on.
What?
These kids' parents turned them in. Haters, hating ass parents.
Hey,
go on about Kate Middleton.
What?
But those kids' parents turned them in. That's bad parenting, actually. Fuck y'all.
So last week, this kind of hit a fever pitch because Kate Middleton posted a photo of her and her kids that a bunch of news stories posted and then was like recanted because it was photoshopped, and like the speculation and conspiracy shit was going crazy. I don't think I actually talked about it last week. It had been on my notes, but I don't think we got to it. But then this week, Middleton came out and announced that she is currently dealing with cancer, and that is why she has been outside of the limelight for the past few months. So all the people speculating wildly that there was like crazy affairs happening and like all that shit. Just a lady that might be dying.
On one hand, yes. On the other hand, I think they Princess Diana'd her and they're trying to cover it up, actually. That's my own theory, which is more valid than the theory that she's on The Masked Singer, but less valid than the theory that, like, she actually does just have cancer and is like...
The she does have cancer part isn't a theory, I don't think.
No.
okay.
Allegedly.
Everything is just a theory.
Unless
some theories just have more evidence or some shit like that.
Unless I hear from the tumor itself, I don't buy it.
Kate Middleton's tumor. Come on the pod.
Right in. I hope that, listen, economic times are hard. It would make me really happy if someone signed up for the Patreon as Kate Middleton's tumor. But I understand y'all are broke out there and like your parents will turn you in if you rob a bank. So if you just send us an email and sign it as Kate Middleton's tumor, I will also be happy. If anyone out there wants me to be happy, now's your chance.
This is the only time Deanna has ever even suggested happiness.
Yeah. It's few and far between, honestly. There was a glimmer of happiness when I thought that those kids' parents were like, yeah, we're going to do family crime. But then it was dashed. It was immediately dashed. So, hey, tumor, right in.
Yes. And you know, get well soon or don't. I don't actually care that much, but
it'll be
I will
sad
say,
for their kids. That's sad for them kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you're right. You know, as a person who had a, yeah, yeah, yeah. It will be sad for the kids.
One time I knew a kid.
They'll have to turn to robbing banks without their princess mom around.
One time I knew a kid whose mom had cancer, and as it turns out, it's not great for them kids. So,
I was 25, to be fair.
That's a kid. That's kids, okay?
Anyways.
I want to be tried as a child for any of my crimes.
The crime of your mom dying of cancer? You know, I would hope that a jury would acquit, but I imagine that many of my witnesses speaking to my defense would be too stoned to remember anything.
Don't talk about Kennedy and I like that, okay? I could remember stuff. I choose to block it out. It's better that way.
So let's talk about a real piece of shit. Kyle Rittenhouse is apparently doing speaking tours now, where he's like going to college campuses and trying to, I don't know what the fuck he thinks he could accomplish here, but I mean, it's like Turning Points USA is paying him to do it, so like, whatever. But this week he went to University of Memphis, where he walked on stage and for 30 minutes students just yelled at him.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It got so bad that he eventually had to scurry off the stage with his support dog. Did you know Kyle Rittenhouse has an emotional support animal?
Wow.
Wow.
These fucking snowflake ass vigilante acquitted murderers.
Someone should Ronald Reagan Kyle Rittenhouse on behalf of Sydney Sweeney.
I think you're allowed to say that just because it really doesn't make that much sense.
It only means something in a very specific context. That
it awoke one specific sleeper agent who listens to this show.
No, yeah, there's Kate Middleton's tumor. I've looked into it. The FCC says that if your plan, if the plan you are calling for has at least three inside jokes in it, then you cannot be held legally responsible.
If there are an 11, a 12, and a 16-year-old in a trench coat, then this is actually the Little Rascals, and you can't be held accountable for anything.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So there's too many fucking reboots, dude. There's everything. You know, they don't make new stuff anymore. They're just rebooting the old stuff. This week they announced they dropped a trailer for Beetlejuice 2. There's also, they announced that there's going to be a Happy Gilmore 2. And then I saw a story that it was announced that they are rebooting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? However, the person who is going to be hosting it is Travis Kelce, who I would argue might not be smarter than a fifth grader. And I am fully on board with this.
I mean, honestly, 11 years old, that's fifth grade. We got fifth graders robbing banks out here.
Do you think Travis Kelce would have an easier time getting away with robbing a bank? Wait a minute. Those kids might have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling parents. I'm just now realizing that, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, starring Travis Kelce? One of the few good ideas Hollywood's had recently, so.
It will at least be funny. I think of all the things that are like coming around, that Travis Kelce hosting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader does feel like a lesser of two evils. Like, I don't know what the other evil is, but that feels like a lesser of two evils. And
the other
evil is
probably like Chris Pratt hosting The Price is Right or something.
Okay, but like, you went with Chris Pratt hosting The Price is Right, and I was going to say Kyle Rittenhouse hosting Wheel of Fortune. you got to the same kind of joke faster, and fuck, man.
I was over here trying to think of one the whole time, but you know what? That's why I have co-hosts.
That's why you're not.
Yeah, if Andrew really hosted this show alone, it would be like, all right, folks, it's the headline, and then long pause.
Anyways.
Oh, joke. There we go. Yeah, joke. I got jokes.
Andrew interrupting his own joke to be like, let's move on.
Andrew arguing with himself about bits.
Oh, hey, man. I have a question for the two of you.
Yes.
No.
Well, I've gotten my answers. I'm the next story.
I was the lesser of two evils that time.
Ask the question.
What is it?
Is it hot in here, or is it just the planet?
Oh, I thought you were gonna do some kind of a Nelly bit, and I would have liked that. But now we're doing a thermodynamics bit, and that's less fun.
So, I don't know if you have seen any graphs recently. Graphs have been scary.
I'm more of a charts guy than a graphs guy, but I look around.
Okay. So graphs have been real scary this year. There's a graph that showed that so far, 2024, it's a young year. You know, we're only just barely 3 months in. This is the highest surface temperatures ever recorded in human history. Or I'm sorry, in like recorded history. The line of like average temperatures, just like they, I believe in the tropics is like where they measure this, is like significantly higher than both last year and all the other years. Scary stuff. You know, they always, they talk about how like climate could reach a tipping point where the systems, you know, break down and shift drastically in a relatively short span of time.
If so, Sydney Sweeney wasn't so hot, none of this would be happening.
Damn, such a good point.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to know that somebody is there is an adult in the room. Somebody is making sure that we avoid this potential disaster. And that somebody is President Joe Biden.
Who?
Brandon. Sorry. Yes.
Jarl Brandon. Got it.
This week, it was announced that there will be new regulations on tailpipe emissions that could reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the air by 7 billion tons by the year 2055.
Cool.
So as long as nothing goes wrong for 30 more years.
Wow.
We're good. Okay. We're fine. All right.
Wow.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Throw on your shorts in February, folks. Everything's chill.
Joe Biden's like, I understand that imposing any kind of regulations on major corporations will impact their bottom line. So how's 30 years to get your shit together sound? Like, is that enough time for you to pad your pockets and make sure that this doesn't hit you too hard?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I think that it is useless to worry about the climate because there's no stopping it. I'm sorry. We refuse to stop it. It's just going to do what it's going to do. I think we should move on. I think we should, as a species, we should just be like, you know what? Let the chips fall where they may.
You know what?
Because they're falling. They're being forced down by forces we cannot control.
Listen, let
the chips fall into the salsa bowl of austerity.
I think you're being unfairly harsh here. I mean, a lot of big companies are really taking an interest in sustainability. You may or may not know this, but BNY Mellon, major bank here in the USA of A, BNY Mellon, employs not one, but two singular individuals, in their, corporate sustainability and compliance department. So people are taking this seriously. Okay. BNY Mellon created two jobs to think about sustainability.
Yeah. You know, if they weren't serious about it, they would have just hired one guy and it would have been me.
Yeah. It would have been
gravy.
I mean, the fact that like one of the people is a 22-year-old recent college graduate who is being crushed under the weight of this enormous task is, you know, neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. They are
the
working on it, though.
The fact that BNY Mellon has roughly 53,000 U.S. employees. No big deal.
No big deal. But this 22-year-old woman, she's going to sort out the entire climate impact of like 50.
No, it's two 22-year-old women. Remember?
I think the other one is a penis person. Unclear of how they identify.
Whoa.
Unclear of how they identify, but I've heard. But yeah, you know, just these two little guys calculating the carbon output, the carbon emissions of 53,000 people commuting to and from work, the environmental cost of the internet used to work from home, the environmental cost of the like companies that BNY Mellon is invested in for their like major investment portfolios. Just these two little guys gonna get all that sorted for us. BNY Mellon really cares.
I love when somebody in a very powerful position puts like a near impossible task on somebody. Do you guys remember? I think I've actually brought this up on the show before, but do you guys remember? Like, I think it was Obama's last State of the Union address, where at one point he's like, and we're going to cure cancer, and I'm putting Joe Biden in charge of it. It was like this moonshot on his way out the door, and he's like, and Joe's the one that's going to do it.
And we're going to rob this bank, and these 3 seventh graders are the ones to do it.
Hell yeah. Anyways, we need to move on. Hey, do you remember the government? Well, it almost shut down.
No, I'm too high to remember the government. And even if I did remember, I don't want to tell y'all about it.
It almost shut down this week. And a shutdown was narrowly averted at the 11th hour. Actually, at the 2 a.m. hour, as Amy Klobuchar tweeted, hey, all my 2 a.m.ers, we just got it done.
Damn.
So they, this House and I believe the Senate has now passed this government funding deal that will keep the government funded and avoid this nasty argument about a shutdown until September.
Oh.
I hope we get a government shutdown for 9/11's birthday.
If they're not working, how can we never forget? So this is, first of all, Amy Klobuchar bragging about a 5-month deal is embarrassing. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this. I wouldn't say
there's some stuff in there.
There's some stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I would say it's bad stuff. It's not good. It's definitely not good.
Is it the more or the lesser of two evils?
One of the provisions in this government funding bill bans U.S. embassies from flying LGBTQ flags.
Sick dog.
That's part of the deal. Hey. It's like,
cool.
We'll make sure like
we'll keep the government open for 10 more minutes if you let us do 100 more fascisms.
Now, in effort to be totally fair, there were like a dozen or so like extreme anti-LGBTQ things in the bill that the Republicans originally proposed, and all of them but this like flag ban got taken out. Like, there was stuff in it that would be like nationwide gender bathroom bills.
Wait,
like,
so when like I asked if this was, when I facetiously asked if this was the lesser of two evils, what you're saying is that it is?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Like, this is the least bad of the options being proposed, but like it's still fucked up and terrible, but
still bad.
Yeah, there were some Republicans that were still revolting, like, all we get is that we can't fly the flags, we should still shut the government down. It's like, all right, dude, whatever.
All Republicans are revolting, just to clarify.
No,
get their asses, Deanna.
Oh, I see what you did. It took me a second. Mm. I'm so stupid, you guys.
No.
Yeah.
You're just high.
But yeah, I mean, the important thing is that this bill, you know, it takes, make sure that our priorities are taken care of. And by that, I mean, there's $3.3 billion for Israel. You know, can't let our buddies,
let the whole Gubby shut down.
Can't let Israel down. They've been working so hard. It also bans funding for UNRWA entirely until 2025. So that's good. You know, no way that'll end up being a bad thing.
That can't backfire.
Cannot physically backfire. Hey, speaking of people in Congress, last week Chuck Schumer came out and gave a big speech on Israel, where he, among other things, said that Benjamin Netanyahu's time has come to an end and that he should step down. There's like a bit of thing happening right now where a lot of the Democratic Party still won't say what Israel is doing is bad, but they're trying to make like Netanyahu a fall guy for it, which is hilarious. Like, they're like, no, 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 there's no atrocities, but also this guy is responsible for all of them.
I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu is famously a real piece of shit, so...
For sure.
Throw that baby out with the bathwater, but, like, also throw out the fucking bathwater.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not disagreeing that Benjamin Netanyahu is a piece of shit, but, like, the project of Zionism has been the same for 100 years.
It's, oh, yeah. Like, that's why I said don't forget to throw out the bathwater. Yeah. Can't just throw out the baby.
Yeah. Now, Chuck Schumer actually caught a lot of heat for this because what he was doing was essentially calling, trying to interfere in the political goings-on of another sovereign country, which is, you know, the thing that we all got mad at Putin for doing to us. It's just, there's, I hate everything on from every side of this. But then Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson invited Benjamin Netanyahu to come and speak to a joint session of Congress. And Chuck Schumer was like, yeah, I'm fine with that.
We should hear him out.
This guy's got to go. But also, like, yeah, let's hear what he's got to say.
How are we going to figure out who the lesser of two evils is if we don't hear from all the evils?
You know, I hate that. And you're right. Hey, do you guys remember Al-Shifa Hospital? That's the one that early in the current... flare up of the conflict in Gaza that Israel denied hitting with a bomb and even went as far as to produce a recorded phone conversation between two Hamas members where they just casually explained in full graphic detail how they were actually the ones that blew up the hospital. Do you remember that? Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That does break through the haze of marijuana smoke that I live in and come to the surface.
Well, this week, Israel detonated the special surgery building at Al-Shifa Hospital.
Oh.
You know, they went through so much trouble to be like, we did not bomb this hospital. Only to 5 months later, level one of their most important buildings there.
You know, they were like, we didn't bomb this hospital, but now that you mention it, sounds like a good idea. We're going to try it.
Fuck, dude. We inceptioned Israel into blowing up that hospital.
Motherfucker.
It was, you know what? It's the left's fault.
It's Benjamin Netanyahu's fault.
And he's the left.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're putting things together. We know stuff, kind of.
So as more than a million citizens in Gaza are facing down what looks like will be impending famine. Many of our journalists in the United States are focusing on what truly matters. And that is denouncing Jonathan Glazer's Oscars acceptance speech from his film Zone of Interest. Now, I actually think that I would like to talk about this a little more in depth. So I'm gonna throw this out there, listeners, in mid-story plug. We're going to put out a little special episode over on the Patreon where we read one of the most insane criticisms of a film that may have ever been made. So, you know, if you want a little bit of bonus content, that's what it's going to be this week.
The fans have spoken and they like it when the gang talks about stuff. So we're going to talk about that.
Yes, we are going to talk about a review of a movie that only one of the three of us has even seen.
We're not going to review. To be clear, we're not
reviewing the movie.
We're reviewing the review.
amazing journalism
in surround sound, apparently.
Yeah. But this is, you know, this is the, there's been like 500 or 1,000 people in the film industry have denounced Jonathan Glazer's speech, and then like you look at the list and one of the people's names was like, I can't even remember it, but it was like clearly fake, some fake names on there. And it was just like an open survey form that you could sign your name and that was it.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, some of those names you think are fake may not be. Cause like one of them was this, rapper with a extremely embarrassing name.
Oh, okay. He signed under his rap name, not his government name. That's pretty, yeah, that's pretty bogus.
Wait,
baller.
Who?
It's like Kosha Dills or something. It's like ridiculous. I don't even, it was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Kosha Dills?
Don't yuck my yum. But yeah, anyways, like I said, head on over to the Patreon if you want to hear us talk a little bit more about that. But we do have one more story before we wrap up this main show here. This is exciting stuff. I was unaware that this was a thing that has happened. So this week, the United Kingdom sentenced the first person who was convicted under their new cyber flashing law. Did either of you two know about this?
No.
They made it a crime in England to send unsolicited dick pics. They essentially the logic of it is like, it's currently illegal to expose your genitals to somebody in person. It should also be illegal to do that over the internet. So, wow, that's interesting. That's quite a development. I've sent like a handful of dick pics in my life. They have all been solicited. I cannot.
I like the idea of a dick pic solicitor.
I get two factor consent before. I'm like,
sorry, I started laughing because the solicitation got me. Go on.
I get two-factor consent before I send it. Like, if somebody asks me for one, I'll be like, sure, are you sure before I send it? Because, like, I don't know. It's just weird.
You agreed to this on your phone, but can you also email me that you agree?
It is truly, I've never understood the idea of, like, forcing somebody to look at your dick through a text message. Like, I know that a lot of people do it. I know that, I would say 110% of women have received one in their lifetime. I don't understand it, but it is very interesting that they're like, wait, we can just make this a crime. So yeah, this guy has been sentenced, and this is incredible. So he was sentenced to 66 weeks in jail for it. But the other thing, there's another part of his sentence where he is banned for 15 years from talking to women he doesn't know in public.
Whoa. That's crazy. And yet somehow I kind of approve.
There are things about this I like. I think that the execution was going to be messy. But you know what? Leave women alone. Actually,
it's that simple.
Honestly, and if you don't want to, I guess the government's gonna have to involve themselves in that. But wait, I have a question. Well, no. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say about this?
I think, you know, in general, I'm not necessarily for the carceral state, but I do like whenever laws get used for stuff like this, as opposed to this week, some guy stole like $100 worth of shit from Walmart, and they sent out fucking like SWAT units and a helicopter to chase him down. Like, that's the bad things that we do with the law.
A gross abuse of force. That's too much.
Telling a man you're barred from talking to strange women for 15 years is awesome.
Yeah. Like, you see that lady over there? Do you know her? Look away. Don't say shit to her. Don't say shit to her. Imagine this man's at the grocery store. Like,
and there's like a lady blocking the aisle, but he's like, oh, I can't fucking say, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just sweating.
I like it. Good. I hope that motherfucker's nervous. Be nervous, guy.
Mm-hmm. Live in fear.
I mean, 15.
Women have been doing it for a long time.
That's true. 15 years seems somehow long and also not long enough.
Right?
Like, somehow, like, don't ever do it again. But, like, 15 years feels like a weird amount of time.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, so that is all the news I've got. Does anybody else have anything to add?
I have a news. Y'all don't want to talk about what happened in Moscow?
You know, shit! I completely fucking forgot about that. Yeah.
Earlier when we were talking, you were like, there's not a lot of news. And I was like, my guy, my pal, my friend of my life here. I need you. What? So big shooting, big mass shooting happened out there in Moscow in a concert hall.
See, the Russians, they're not so different from us.
They're not. They were like, let's try in America for a second. original death toll was clocked at 60 people. As days have gone on since that shooting, the death toll has risen.
I think it's like 150 now or something like
that. I was going to say between 130 and 150. I've seen some like 137, 142. Like I've seen some fluctuating numbers. And I can only imagine that that relates also to people who were like in critical condition but passed. And like,
yeah, also they set fire to the concert hall. And I think a lot of people died of smoke inhalation from the fire as opposed to getting shot.
Yeah. And I think sadly, like they're still like finding people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is actually really horrifying. And I am so sorry to those people and their families. And then to double down on being horrifying, Vladimir Putin said that he believes that the gunman escaped to Ukraine and now is using that to help bolster support for like re-energizing stronger attacks against Ukraine.
Well, Vladimir Putin would never, ever organize a be subtly behind the scenes organizing a mass casualty event in his own territory in order to justify war. He would never do that. It just a second time.
It doesn't sound,
you know, he did that already.
Yeah.
He would not repeat his own. You know, like he would come up with something new. And like to be fair, the bombings
in Chechnya ideas guy.
Were bombings as opposed to gunfire. Here's the thing. I think one of the reasons that I kind of forgot about to talk about this story is because I started looking into it right whenever it happened. And so the United States had warned Russia that there was like an imminent terror attack that would happen. That was at the beginning of March. And they said like that they apparently the US was like, we think there's going to be a terrorist attack. They might even specifically target a concert hall, which is kind of a little, they called it, but also then, right after it happened, ISIS came out and took responsibility for this. And it's like, where the fuck has ISIS been? They're back. They never left this. And then a bunch of people were saying that, and again, this is not what I believe. This is why I checked out, is that as soon as people started saying it's ISIS, then a bunch of other people started saying, oh no, Israel did this and is using ISIS to blame it on because Israel is mad at Russia for them not being supported. And this is the point where I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to get to the bottom of this. I don't want to think about it.
I think America did this and is blaming ISIS.
There are 15 different ways the conspiracy could go for this.
I think the gunman from the Moscow shooting is on The Masked Singer and is also Kate Middleton's nurse.
Moscow gunman's tumor. Come on the show.
Wait, Kate Middleton shot up a Moscow concert hall. I totally spaced out.
You basically got the bullet points there.
Ooh,
but
I don't know if I wouldn't use the word bullet points considering the story we're talking about. This is the darkest thing we've ever done on the show.
I'm canceled. But in other news,
this is fucked up.
Well, I was going to say in other news, but actually what I'm going to say is in the same news.
Oh, God.
Ukraine was like, oh, bet you want to double down on this war? You want to double down? Okay, great. And then they took down two warships off the coast of Crimea. So cool. They were like, Russia, you want to come for us again? Fuck you. And so I liked that a little bit. I mean, again, sad that people like on those, again, lives being lost here. Like that part's not fucking funny. Really nothing about it is funny, but we have to laugh because we can't really do anything else about
it. The only funny thing about this story is that the concert that was happening was Beetlejuice the musical and somebody was getting a hand job as the gunman opened fire.
Was it John Hinckley?
No.
This would have never happened at a John Hinckley concert. I just want to say that if Mark Wahlberg had been at this John Hinckley hand job fest, none of this would have happened.
You tune into the show for a variety of reasons.
And every week you find out that all of those reasons were wrong.
Wrong and bad. Yeah, so I don't know. Rest in peace to the victims of this horrifying act of gun violence that happened somewhere besides the United States for once. Stop ISIS, or stop the United States, or stop Israel, or stop Vladimir Putin.
Stop Putin, stop cancer. Really, stop climate change. Stop anything, honestly.
Stop bad things.
Yeah.
Why are we letting so many bad things happen?
You know, if I was president, I would pass an executive order that said, no more bad things.
Yeah, I would pass an executive order that said, if you can't drive a car, you can rob a bank.
And that's that.
That's that.
Vote, wow. Vote for us, 2024. We're taking this election. We're dark horse candidate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So I believe that is all the news for this week.
Please.
I mean, basically what we just did here was the campaign speech I heard Jill Stein give at the bar where I work.
Wait,
like 2 weeks ago.
You work at a bar and Jill Stein spoke there and we have not talked about it yet. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, because I keep missing
the
show.
No, we'll put it on the Patreon. Folks, Patreon. That's all of our time here.
Shit.
That's all of our time here. And if you want more of this hot mess content, head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet, where you can find us saying other stupid shit.
Where you can find the truth about Kate Middleton.
Once again, don't miss your opportunity to make me happy.
Yeah. So that's our plugs. Make Deanna happy.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in again next week for more bad news.
Bye.